This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Former Enron chief executive Kenneth Lay says he did nothing wrong. Lay turned himself in to federal authorities this morning after learning that he's been indicted. He arrived at Houston's FBI headquarters accompanied by his wife and a pastor. He told a throng of reporters, "Nice of you all to show up." Ken Lay faces charges in connection with the sudden collapse of what appeared to be one of the nation's leading companies. NPR's Wade Goodwin is in Houston and has been following this story. And Wade, what are the specific charges against Ken Lay?
He's charged with securities and wire fraud, which speak to his actions while he was the CEO, and also making false and misleading statements, which basically means that Lay is accused of lying to the FBI and prosecutors.
And tell us a little more about the scene this morning as Lay was turned in.
He was driven to the FBI's offices this morning by his wife, Linda, and his pastor was with him. He walked in, exchanged pleasantries with the reporters who were waiting, but he declined to make any statement. It wasn't long before he was taken to the federal courthouse. His hands were handcuffed behind him. He did make a brief comment yesterday saying he was innocent of any wrongdoing, and he called this indictment a mistake.
Now, this is a scene that a lot of people wondered if we were ever going to see because the investigation has taken 2.5 years to get to this point. Why did it take so long to get to Ken Lay?
Well, this is because it's a very big case, a very big white-collar federal prosecution. It's probably one of the most complex cases in government history. Tens of millions of documents, dozens of wrongdoers, and prosecutors have systematically built this case from the bottom up. They first went after Enron's mid-level executive, built cases against them, enlisted their cooperation against their bosses. It's kind of been like building a pyramid. You construct a solid base and move toward the pinnacle. It's slow, but it's very effective. And at the top of this Enron pyramid was Ken Lay. And after 2.5 years, the Enron task force finally got there. Now they have to make it stick.
Well, having spent that much time to build the pyramid, how strong is the government's case against Lay?
It's hard to tell. It's so early in the process. For the last several weeks, prosecutors have been bringing witnesses before the Houston grand jury, and they focused on what Ken Lay was told after former Enron president Jeff Skilling left the company. Skilling had been kind of an intimidating executive presence, and after his very sudden and unexpected departure in August, 5 months before Enron went bankrupt, a number of Enron executives tried to warn Lay that there was serious trouble with the company's books. You remember Sharon Watkins, who first wrote Lay a letter and then met with Lay to voice her concerns about the accounting. She used a phrase which became famous, warning Lay that Enron could implode in an avalanche of accounting scandals. One of the things that prosecutors will focus on are the statements Lay made to investors and shareholders after he'd been warned. Lay was very reassuring and optimistic, and prosecutors will contend that Lay was in possession of critical inside information about the true state of Enron's finances, and that he misled investors, the public, and shareholders about what was really going on with the company.
So he got the warning, then he made these reassuring statements. How does he defend against that?
Well, very simply, he's going to say he believed every word he said during this time, and he'll try to assert that during this period, his protege, Skilling, was the man really running the company, and that Lay had become distant from the day-to-day operations. And really, there's no question that an important part of Lay's role during this last year of Enron's life was to attend corporate and political gatherings and drum up business. He was a company rainmaker. Lay is also going to point his finger at his former CFO, Andrew Fastow, accuse him of being the real criminal here. Fastow already pleaded guilty to multiple counts of fraud, conspiracy, and insider trading. He's cooperating with the government. Lay is going to say Fastow lied to him, just as he lied to everyone else. And Lay is going to try to take on the mantle of a victim and say he lost as much money as anyone and argue he shouldn't be held accountable for the actions of others at Enron just because he was the company's CEO.
Okay, thanks. That's NPR's Wade Goodwin in Houston.